Bishop Okikiola was confident of the society he presided over. Nigerian logic was a flexible one where legal and natural rules became inapplicable when the God factor was introduced into an argument. Within the next few weeks, the bishop began a subliminal coaxing of his congregation. His messages were of retribution and justice, of blood and fire, and his congregation took it with the ease of people accustomed to a forthright preacher. He gave media interviews that encouraged his Christian listeners to rise in violent protests in the name of God against anti-Christian measures by the government. The bishop's threat against the commissioner was not an idle one. He had carefully thought out the psychological ramifications of a Christian uprising against the government, and he believed that the best way to underscore the importance of the church and prevent future governments from messing around with it would be to get rid of the commissioner in a dramatic and spiritually significant manner. His mission was to plant the seeds that would, at worst, propel the state into suicidal conflict with the church and, at best, discourage the state from such conflicts. The commissioner for religious affairs is possessed of the devil. He is a vessel of Satan, and he has now found a way to destroy the church. He has set this destruction process in motion, the bishop said during one of such interviews. What we have before us is exactly what Apostle Paul meant when he said, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Unfortunately, today we wrestle also against flesh and blood, a very determined one. The Antichrist's existence is driven by the destruction of the achievements of the church. His sole purpose is defined by uprooting the church. Without this, he cannot be successful. Such a man cannot be prayed for, pleaded with, or persuaded to change his mind. Like the Pharaoh of Moses, he is an obstacle to the church of God and he is destined to perish. In Old Testament times, such a cancer in the assembly of God will have been struck by the fire of heaven. Brethren, we need the fire of heaven today. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 15, 12 to 13. The Israelites entered into a covenant to seek the Lord with all their heart and soul. And everyone who would not seek the Lord, the God of Israel, is to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Remember Achan, who defied the commandments of God, and how he brought about God's anger on the children of Israel? The Bible says, he who is taken with the devoted thing shall be burnt with fire. He and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of Jehovah, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. The Bible says this also, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. As for the commissioner, I have only one prayer. Let his days be few, and let another take his office.